It's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
Walla Walla has become a favorite destination place for out-of-town wine lovers. Locals, of course, have known about Walla Walla wines for years, and the insiders know that perhaps the largest selection of Walla Walla wines in the whole world is at Walla Walla's Harvest Foods. There is no intention of stocking wines from all over the world at Harvest Foods. Instead, working hand-in-hand with over 25 local bottlers, Harvest Foods offers an incredible variety of Walla Walla wines. Find out more at Harvest Foods, 905 South 2nd in Walla Walla.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
So we're on the boys' side of the broadcast now. DeSales boys warming up to my left. I'm here courtside. Forest green uniforms with the Vegas gold trim. The Coyotes in the purple shooting shirts. White home jerseys with Vegas gold and purple trim, and the Coyotes across their chest. Under head coach Todd Schumacher, the Coyotes lost their season opener last night at Tri-City Prep in Pasco, 65-55. They actually led by three at the half, and were down one at the end of the third quarter, and then Tri-City Prep put it on the Coyotes in the fourth quarter, outscoring them 23-14. So outscored 23-14 in the fourth quarter, 41-28 in the second half after leading by three at the half. And they'll try to bounce back against an Irish team from DeSales who beat an outmanned West McEwen boys squad on Wednesday, 62-32. Nick Hazeltine, first-year head coach for DeSales, got a victory in his first ever varsity coaching job. Congratulations to him. And Burbank will present a much larger challenge, and we'll see if the Irish boys are up to that. These teams played an exciting overtime game in Walla Walla last year. Zach Leahy, the big star in that one, hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to force overtime. He also had a transition slam dunk in that ball game, but Zach is gone, graduated now at Carroll College in Helena, Montana, part of the Fighting Saints football program. Fisher Miedema had 15 points in that game as a junior. Fisher, with the ankle and foot injury from football, is still not in uniform, so the Irish have to find a place to get some offense in this rematch from last year with the Coyotes, a game DeSales was able to win 57-55 in overtime. We'll take a look at this year's Burbank roster and look at the starting lineups for both teams when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
This marks our 67th year in Walla Walla. Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC. What does that mean to you? It means we've lasted because we've treated you, our customers, in a fair and honest and consistent manner for 67 long years. We offer great Buicks and GMCs, new and used cars, service parts, and a body shop, all designed to keep you coming back year after year. Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact.
That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Hey Walla, this is Christy Mullins from Walt's Place, an All-American diner. Back in 2005, I started working for a small restaurant in South Bend, Washington, called the H&H Cafe, owned by the great Walter Harmer. Walt allowed me to cook here and there, and before long, this amazing man had taught me everything he knew about cooking and running a restaurant the right way. Walter has since passed on to his eternal reward, but his memory lives on in my family's restaurant. Come and enjoy some down-home cooking at Walt's Place. 1129 South 2nd Avenue in Walla Walla. So much love, Walla.
There's no logo or printing on our box of any kind.
You already know what's inside will blow your mind.
And if it's from a box your Fazari's Pizza is served,
you came and picked up the pie you deserve.
Or it came to you in Clarkston from Fazari's Home Run.
Pick up or delivery, Fazari's.com will get it done.
So if you want to enjoy our food at home or work,
order a plain white box, but share, don't be a jerk.
Oh boys, you make every belly happy in so many ways.
Mamma mia.
Fazari's Finest on Bridge, Fazari's Home Run on 15th, and both at Fazari's.com.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Burbank High School. Both teams have gone to their benches, and the PA announcer is announcing the players for both teams. Let's look at the starting lineup for Todd Schumacher's Columbia Burbank Coyotes. 0-1 on the season after losing 65-55 in Pasco last night to Tri-City Prep. He returns three starters off the team that lost to DeSales in overtime last year. One of them is Gilbert Hernandez, a 6'2" junior. He had 12 points in that game last year. Justin Koopman, a 5'10 sophomore, started last year as a freshman against the Irish. Jose Lopez, a 6'1" junior. He was on the varsity squad last year. He scored 2 points. Reese Humphreys is their most athletic player. He's their all-conference quarterback on their football team, 6'2" senior. He's a player. He had 12 when these teams played last year. And the fifth starter, Israel Garcia, 5'7" junior, who was not on their roster last year. Starting for Coach Hazeltine tonight, there'll be a little bit of a change. Connor Leahy got bonked in the nose during practice on Thursday. Did not break the bone in his nose, but he's got some squished up cartilage and quite a little bruise on the schnoz. So Connor Leahy is not in uniform for this game. Joel Rodriguez will start, 5'9" senior. Juan Montero, the 5'9" senior, will start. Juan played but did not start. Did not start but played in the home opener. Juan was nursing an ankle injury from the state football quarterfinal game. Juan is fully recovered now and will start in this one. Matt Baumgart, 6 foot senior, will start. Matt led the Irish in scoring against Weston McEwen with 15 points. And the fourth starter is Jake Wiley, a 6'3 junior. Jake tweaked his ankle a little bit in the Weston McEwen game. His practice time was limited, but he's moving around well during warmups. And the fifth starter for Coach Hazeltine, Bobby Holtzinger, a 6'1" sophomore. Bobby had 7 points in the game against Weston McEwen. So that's our lineups for the Coyotes. Hernandez, a junior. Koopman, a sophomore. Lopez, a junior. Humphreys, a senior. Garcia, a junior. So they start one senior and 1, 2, 3 juniors and a sophomore. The Irish start Montero, Rodriguez, Baumgart, 3 seniors, and Wiley, a junior, and Holtzinger, a sophomore. So the Irish have, on paper, the more experienced team on the floor. Should be a very competitive boys' game. I haven't mentioned this yet in the broadcast, but it is just about a done deal. Not official yet, but it's very, very, very likely that Columbia Burbank will join the Eastern Washington Athletic 2B Conference next year. Burbank is the smallest 1A school in the state, and they've petitioned the WIAA to drop down to the 2B level. And all the paperwork is in the WIA office, and that official announcement will be made after the first of year of the year. But as meetings have gone on this fall, and that the athletic directors from the Eastern Washington Athletic Conference are assured that it's extremely likely Burbank will be a league opponent next year. The Irish control the opening tip. Montero has it, gets it to Rodriguez on the right wing. High post out of Baumgart. Shoots a 14-footer. Off the mark, won't go. Rebound, Jake Wiley. Missed shot, gets it back in, goes up strong. Misses again. Rebound by Humphreys. Irish got three looks at it, all in the paint. Coyotes bring it into front court. Koopman gets it right wing to Hernandez. To Humphreys. Humphreys goes up strong inside on Wiley. Leaves it short, won't go. Battle for the rebound, gets his own rebound and puts it in. Humphreys, big physical 6'2 senior. And the Coyotes score first. Coyotes want to press. They knock it away from Baumgart, out of bounds, down to my right. I am courtside, just to the right of half court. Coach Hazeltine standing just to my right. Inbound pass to Holzinger, goes through his hands off his face, but then he saves it, gets it to Rodriguez, to Montero. Now they swing it to Baumgart. Matt Baumgart into front court. Goes all the way up and in and off the glass over Koopman for a bucket. Matt Baumgart, good ball handling, beat the press on the dribble. 2-2 our score, minute into this one. Koopman dribbles right to left, up top with Bobby Holzinger on him. Man-to-man defense by the Irish. Wiley checking Humphreys out front. He's picked up his dribble, now gets it to Hernandez deep on the right wing. Hernandez gets it to Garcia. Garcia to Koopman. Crossover dribble gets by Holzinger. His pass inside slapped away and stolen by Wiley. Wiley to Montero. We're tied at two. Montero, long pass up court to Baumgart. Baumgart spins in the lane, loses the ball, flat on his back with Lopez, and Humphreys picks up the ball. Man defense by the Irish. Lopez had it knocked away by Rodriguez, but the Coyotes get it back. Now they get to Humphreys, drives baseline, cut off, gets it to Garcia. Garcia up top to Lopez. Lopez hands it off to Koopman. Koopman dribbling left to right, now goes to Hernandez. The Humphreys backing down on Wiley. Wiley blocks the shot. Humphreys wanted a foul call, none forthcoming. 4 seconds on the shot clock as the ball went out of bounds. Burbank will inbound it. Humphreys looking good defense by the Irish. You get it into Garcia. They don't see the shot clock. They got to Koopman. He fires a deep three. Won't go. Rebound Baumgart. Long up court pass to Montero. He's going to attack the basket. Leaves it short off the front iron. Holzinger with the rebound. Can't hit it. And he's fouled on the carom. Holzinger got it back. And then he got fouled. Irish pushing the tempo. First foul of the game goes on Jose Lopez. Get inbounds to Holzinger. Kick out to Baumgart. Three on the way from the corner. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound Humphreys. Coach Hazeltine said in an interview during halftime of the girls' game on Wednesday, I want my players to start fast and play four quarters. And a whistle and stoppage of play as Rodriguez and Lopez collide. And that's going to be a foul out front on Joel. Burbank will inbound between the top of the key and half the offense. Pass left wing to Koopman. Left corner to Garcia. Slice cut to the basket. Pass to Hernandez, and he's fouled on the pass inside. So the Irish pick up two quick ones now. Fouls Matt Baumgart, his first. 5:20 to go first quarter. We're tied at two. 35-second shot clock resets. Inbound to Garcia. Fires a three. It's an air ball, but Humphreys gets it. Humphreys powers it up inside. He scores. He fouled. Humphreys is the guy who inbounded the ball. They didn't get him blocked out. Lost track of him. And the shot was an air ball. And the Irish went after it. Humphreys beat him to it. And the foul's on Jake Wiley, his first. So Humphreys has all four of the points for Burbank. Jake Wiley will sit down, and Tim Warden comes in the ballgame, the 6'3 sophomore, a Dairy Queen player of the game in the season opener. 10 points, the play I like best. He hustled after a loose ball, outfought a couple players, ended up with a bloody nose, a bloody jersey. Humphreys hits the free throw. The Irish want to run after the made free throw, and Rodriguez will shoot free throws. DeSales took the ball out of the net after the made free throw by Humphreys and quickly to the other end, and a foul called as Rodriguez went up with the shot. The foul's on Reese Humphreys, his first. So 5:06 to go, first quarter, 5-2. Burbank with the lead. Joel Rodriguez, left-hander. First free throw is off the mark. The rim has not been kind to Irish shooters. The Lady Irish, miserable shooting game, and their loss in the first half of this doubleheader. Joel's second free throw also off the mark. Rebound by the Coyotes, Hernandez. He gives it off to Koopman. The Irish hustle back defensively. 5-2, Burbank with the ball and a three-point lead. Koopman looking for a cutter. Nobody there in the corner. Goes to Garcia. Now back to Koopman. In the corner now, Hernandez can't find the handle. It rolls out of bounds right in front of the DeSales bench. Like the defensive intensity of DeSales here early in the game. Burbank playing hard defensively as well. In fact, Coach Schumacher just brought in 1, 2, 3 fresh players. Number 12 is Dominic Persifield, a 6-foot freshman. Wyatt Schaefer, a 6-foot junior, is in there as well. And number 5, Brennan Wickstrom, a 6-foot sophomore. Get inside to Warden. Warden misses a shot, takes an elbow right to the face. He's trying to shake that off. Wickman with it, pass inside. Whistle traveling called as the loose ball went to Wickman, or to Warden, excuse me. Baumgart gets it in to Montero. Timmy Warden hits the ball at the high post. And he and Humphreys bumping with each other. Montero open from 16 straight away. He's got it. I like the physical play. Tim Warden's got quite a mouse on that right eye. He got popped there hard, but he's playing tough. I love it. He's a banger. Kids like to call him Tanker during the football season. Matt Miedema set the check in. 5-4, Burbank with the ball in the lead. Baumgart pressuring the ball against Persifield, the freshman. He fouled him. And that's 2 quick fouls on Baumgart. And Matt's going to have to come out of the ballgame. Zach Mahan comes and checks in from the 5'11 freshman. And Miedema will check in for Joel Rodriguez. Warden looks like a boxer out there. He's rubbing the lower part of his eye socket below that right eye, and it's really moused up above the right eye. That's going to be quite a shiner for him. It's already protruding. Down low they go to number 40, Jacobo, who's backing in on Warden. Kicks it out instead to number 12, Persifield. And Persifield hits a long two-pointer. So Juan Jacobo, a 5'11 senior, has checked in. They get it to Montero. 7-4, Coyotes with the lead. 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Pacer is the call from Coach Hazeltine. Warden with it on the left wing. Up top to Mahan. Mahan has it slapped away, gets it back between the circles. Now to the top of the key to Miedema. Inside pass to Montero. Puts up a tough shot inside. Won't go. Tim Warden with the offensive rebound. Has it knocked away. Mahan's got it. Tim Warden keeping it alive. And ball's going to be slapped away from Mahan out of bounds to DeSales. 2:56 to go, first quarter. Now Dante Maieri will check in. Another one of 2 freshmen on Coach Hazeltine's roster. And Tim Ward's going to come out. They need to take a look at that eye. That's not as bad as it looked. Not on the floor. Must have been the shadows. Pass up top. Holtzinger gets it to Montero between the circles. They set the offense. Right wing pass to Montero in the lane to Maieri. Nice pass down low to Miedema, and he's fouled. Dante Maieri, little high post, low post game. Dante got it the high post. Nice little slip. Bounce pass through the defense to Miedema. The foul is on Wyatt Schaefer. Stops the clock with 2:49 to go in the first quarter and sends Matt Miedema, the 6'3 sophomore, to the free throw line to shoot 2. Matt hits the first one. The Irish down 7-5 now. 2:49 to go, first quarter. Matt, second free throw off the back iron, won't go. Rebound tipped around. Ball's loose. Controlled by Maieri. Gets it to Miedema. Nice job by Dante keeping it alive. Up to Montero, now to Holtzinger. He goes baseline, spins to the hoop, puts up a shot off the glass and in. Bobby Holtzinger scores it, and the Irish have tied it at 7. Got the offensive rebound after the missed free throw. Dante Maieri kept it alive, and the Irish able to finish with Holtzinger. Down to Jacobo. Jacobo, a little right-handed hook shot. He's got it. 5'11 senior. He goes about 240. Nice little soft jump hook there. 9-7 Coyotes. Holtzinger on the right wing drives in, kicks it out to Montero. To Mahan in the left corner to Holtzinger. 3 on the way. He's got it. Bobby Holtzinger has hit back-to-back shots. Irish have their first lead of the game at 10-9. 2:03 to go, first quarter. Right wing pass goes to Wickstrom. Wickstrom drives baseline, cut off, gets it down to Jacobo. Shot blocked out there by Miedema. Gets it to number 5. That's Wickstrom, and his shot's blocked out of bounds by Montero. DeSales attacking the ball, playing great defense. They've got a one-point lead. Nick Hazeltine likes the effort of his guys on the road. Wickstrom looking for Schaefer, gets it inbounds to Jacobo. Drives baseline, pass down low to Wickstrom. Got a whistle on the entry pass. There's contact. A foul's going to be called on the Irish. The Sales has already committed now 6 fouls. That foul's on number 11, Zach Mahan. That's 5 fouls, Jacobo and Maieri really battling for position. I mean, I like the physical play. They get it inbounds to Persifield. The freshman gets it back to Wickstrom, who'll set the offense. Back to Persfield on the left wing. Goes right by Holtzinger in the lane. Shot won't go. Rebound Maieri to Holtzinger. Bobby wants to run up the right side. He's going to go all the way up and in with it. Bobby Holtzinger, 7 first quarter points. Coach Schumacher says, I don't like that. Basically a coast-to-coast drive. DeSales up 12-9. 1:27 to go first quarter. When we come back, I'm 100.7 FM KHSS.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Coach Hazeltine says, I want my guys to play hard for 4 quarters. They did it against West McEwen. They're off to a good start effort-wise here, and Bobby Holtzinger has the hot hand. The 6'1 sophomore has 7 points in this quarter. A transition drive and a 3-pointer, and he's playing. They're all playing good defense. Rodriguez knocks it away from Garcia. And Wyatt Schaefer will inbound it with Matt Miedema on him. Miedema, Holtzinger, Juan Montero, Rodriguez, and Wiley in the game after the timeout. Jacobo on the baseline. He collides with Wiley on the drive. Jacobo, he's one of those guys you look and say, oh, I'll guard that guy. He can't move, but he's got quick feet. He caught Wiley flat-footed. That's a 2nd foul on Jake. 6 fouls already on DeSales. With just 1:09 to go in the first quarter. Garcia gets the inbound pass in the right corner. Pass up top to Wickstrom, who got away from Montero. Now Schaefer with it inside. Kick out to Persifield. The freshman drives in, puts the shot up short. We got a whistle and a foul on the Sales. So the Irish are over the limit already. We're still in the first quarter. The foul on Joel Rodriguez. It's his 2nd. So Rodriguez, Baumgart, and Wiley each with 2 fouls, and the freshman Dominic Persifield will shoot 2 free throws. He misses the first one. Tim Warden's going to come in for Wiley, and Zach Mahan comes in for Dante. Humphreys returns the starter, as does Lopez into the ball game, and then number 22, Hayden McKeachin, 5'11 juniors, checked in. Persfield misses both free throws. Meet him with the rebound. Gets it away from the Coyotes. Gets it to Montero. Montero on the run. He's reached in and fouled. And then Tim Warden coming up behind the play. Trips, falls, crashes into Humphreys. Humphreys didn't like that a bit. The foul is on Humphreys reaching in, his 2nd. 12-9, DeSales with the ball in the lead, 51 seconds to go in the first quarter. Montero pass left wing to Mahan, cross court to Holtzinger, wide open for 3, he'll take it. off the iron this time. Won't go. Rebound tip goes right to Miedema. Miedema lays it in. The Sales pounding the offensive boards here in the first quarter, out hustling the Coyotes. They lead it 14-9. 28 seconds to go in the quarter. Long shot, Lopez. That's an air ball. Montero goes high and gets it. Actually, that was Hernandez with the air ball. And then they can't execute the outlet pass, and it's knocked away. But they say last touch by Burbank. Baumgart checks in for Matt Miedema. Matt, nice effort in the first quarter with 3 points and that nice offensive rebound put back. Burbank shows full court pressure. They get the half court to Warden, into front court to Mahan. Mahan, 17-footer backboard, nothing else. Ball bounces out of bounds off the Coyotes. So with 9.9 seconds to go in the first quarter, the Sales a chance to execute an inbound play and add to their five-point lead. They lob it high between the circles to Montero. Coach Hazeltine counted down for him, moved the ball. They get to Mahan. Mahan, cross-court pass to Baumgart. Three on the way, off the back iron, won't go. But DeSales, great hustle, good offensive rebounding. They lead 14-9 after 8 minutes on the road here at Burbank against the Columbia Burbank Coyotes. You're listening to it on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings. 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
What? We're back for the start of the second quarter, and assistant coach Eric Wood checking the foul situation. DeSales, 7 first quarter fouls. Joel Rodriguez, Matt Baumgart, Jake Wiley, each with 2 fouls. Long jumper by Lopez, air ball, but then Reese Humphreys picks it up and scores it. Humphreys has 7 now. That's the second time that he's picked out an air ball, picked up an air ball and scored it. Quickly ahead, Baumgart passes to Mahan. Can't get a shot up, keeps the ball and gets it to Myeri, to Montero, back to Mahan. 3 on the way by Mahan. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped by Myeri to Montero. Nice job by Dante. He keeps the ball alive a lot in his two-game high school career so far. Myeri down low to Warden. Warden is fouled. Nice pass by Dante. Saying Dante Myeri's name a lot. There's a lot of things that he's doing in these first two games this year that you don't see on the scoreboard, but he keeps the ball alive. That time they hit him at the high post with a pass. He didn't even grab it. He just tipped it right to Warden. And Warden was fouled. Timmy misses the first free throw. The foul was on Lopez, his second. The Sales now just 1 of 5 from the free throw line. Mahan's going to check out. And Bobby Holtzinger, who leads the Irish in scoring with 7 first quarter points. The 6'1 sophomore checks back in. Warden misses the free throw, but gets his own rebound. Then has it stripped away. And it's going to be
regular.
Burbank. Timmy Warden, nice job keeping that loose ball alive. Inbound it to Montero. Montero in backcourt, swings it right wing into front court to Montero. To Holtzinger. Holtzinger. And we got a whistle and a foul away from the ball. A lot of banging underneath. We'll see who it's going to be on. There says stay down there to my left. So it must be on Burbank. The foul's on Gilbert Hernandez pushing off. So now the Coyotes have committed 6 fouls. 7:02 to go, first half. Got a whistle and a foul. I think that's going to be on Warden clearing out inside. Yep. Timmy likes the physical part of the game and just trying to pin the defender, Nick Hazeltine, says, what was he doing? The official tells him. Nick says, okay. 6:55 to go, first half. Irish down 14 to 11, or excuse me, up 14 to 11. Hernandez down low to Humphreys. Warden on him. Kick out top to Hernandez. Three on the way, won't go. Rebound Lopez. Lopez goes up strong, shot blocked out of there. But a foul on the rebound is going to be on the foul is going to be on number 20. That foul's on Baumgart. That's three on Matt Baumgart. Asking the official, what'd they do? Number four with the free throw. It's Gilbert Hernandez, his first point. Miedema and Zach Mahan will check in. And Maieri and Baumgart come out. Tim Warden is going to be one of my favorites to watch this year. He's so physical in there. He and Humphreys are really banging each other. Humphreys just, he's a senior football player, all-conference quarterback on Burbank's team, and he's not really liking the contact given to him by Warden. And Tim Warden not backing down. Timmy the sophomore, Humphreys the senior. They're about the same size. It's fun to watch their physical play. Meet him on the right wing, cross-court pass to Montero. Montero with Garcia on him. Irish up 14-12 with 6:19 to go in the first half. Down low to Holtzinger. Backing in, turns, takes a shot, won't go. Rebound tipped around, controlled by the Coyotes, McEachin. In the front court now with it is Hernandez. Drives baseline, cut off, gets it to Humphreys. Backing in on Warden. Warden keeps his feet. Kick out to Hernandez. Shot won't go. Rebound by Hernandez. By Lopez, excuse me. You keep getting Hernandez and Lopez mixed up. Out top to Garcia. Three on the way. Won't go. Rebound. Miedema. Matt Miedema with the board. Good rebounding by the Irish. Now to Montero. Montero goes behind the back to get away from Garcia. Montero between the circles. Nick Hazeltine says, I want a timeout. Irish seemed a little out of sorts offensively. 5:30 to go, first half. DeSales with the ball and a 14-12 lead when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
When putting together your holiday grocery list, make your dollars go further by shopping at Grocery Outlet. They've definitely got you covered. From turkeys to hams, foil pans, stuffing, pumpkin, and produce, quality products at amazing prices. Whether it's prepping for a holiday meal or holiday baking, Grocery Outlet has the items you want at prices that can't be beat. Fresh, name brand groceries you love. Stock up for the holidays and save.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
910 South 9th, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Nick Hazeltine coaching his guys up. They have not scored here 2.5 minutes into the second quarter, but still lead at 14-12. See how they execute after the timeout. Matt Miedema with the ball, passes left wing to Joel Rodriguez. Rodriguez, Montero, Maieri, Miedema, and Holtzinger on the floor. Miedema has the ball knocked away, lose it. Humphreys got the loose ball, comes the other way, can't hit the shot, rebound Holtzinger. Bobby Holtzinger trying to dribble out of traffic, and he's fouled. And that will put the Coyotes over the limit. Humphreys and Wickstrom were there. We'll see who they call it on. And it's going to be on Wickstrom, his first. So both teams over the limit now. 16 fouls have been called here in a physical first half. 9 on DeSales, 7 on the Coyotes. So Bobby Holtzinger, who had that 7 straight points in the second quarter to get the Irish in front, a 2, a 3, and a 2. He's at the free throw line. DeSales just 1 of 6 unofficially from the free throw line. The Coyotes are 2 of 5. And Bobby misses the front end of the 1-1. Now we've got a whistle and a loose ball. It's going to go out of bounds on the rebound attempt off the Coyotes. Maieri again keeping it alive. Holtzinger will inbound. Pass inside to Maieri. Dante turns, shoots off the back iron, won't go. Rebound, Hernandez. Now Garcia with it. Garcia over to Hernandez. And now colliding are Wickstrom and Rodriguez, and that's going to be on Rodriguez. And that's three on Joel. So Baumgart and Rodriguez, two starters, each on the bench for the rest of the half with three fouls. Zach Mahan comes to the ballgame. That's also 10 fouls now on to Sales. So Burbank will shoot two free throws each. Zach Mahan didn't come all the way down to half court to check in. Plus, it's a two-shot foul, so he has to wait. Now he can check in for Rodriguez. Wickstrom misses the first one. Well, the good news for DeSales, they've given up just 3 points in this quarter, nearly halfway through the quarter now. The bad news is the Irish have not scored in the quarter. Wickstrom misses them both. Rebound by the Coyotes, so Schaefer at the offensive board. They kick it out to Garcia. Long jumper won't go. Rebound tipped. Loose ball, Maieri and Hernandez go after it. They collide. They both fall. Schaefer gets it. He saves it, but right to Montero for DeSales. Both teams hustling very hard after that loose ball. A lot of contact. The Irish end up with it. Maieri up on the left wing, gets it down low to Holtzinger, loses the ball. Tries to save from going out of bounds, but right to Schaefer. Schaefer has it knocked away by Montero, gets it to Garcia. Bobby Holtzinger, a little butterfingery there. They swing it around to McEachin. McEachin drives to the left elbow, cut off by Maieri. Ganau gets it to Wickstrom. Wickstrom to Garcia to McEachin. Now Schaefer drives in. Schaefer finds a backdoor cutting Hernandez, who lays it in. Irish now been outscored 5-0 in the quarter. We're tied at 14. Halfway through this second quarter, DeSales still looking for their first second quarter points. 3:50 in the clock running. Holtzinger finds Mahan down low. A little fadeaway jumper in the lane. Won't go. Rebound by Wyatt Schaefer of the Coyotes to Garcia. Up court it goes to Hernandez. Hernandez, three on the way. Off the mark. Won't go. Rebound backside. Whistle. And a foul is going to be called on the Irish. Hayden McEachin got the offensive board. My view was blocked by the official. McEachin on the putback attempt. Foul by Matt Miedema. That's Matt's first. Timmy Warden at the scorer's table set to check in. McEachin will shoot two free throws. The Coyotes just 2 of 7, now 3 of 8 as McEachin hits the first free throw, his first point of the game. And the Coyotes regain the lead. The Irish took their first lead at 10-9, I think. Led 14-9 at the end of the quarter. Now trail 15-14. McEachin's second free throw, backboard, nothing else, goes right to Maieri. Usually they blow the whistle when it doesn't hit the rim, but they're letting them play. Montero dribbles left to right outside the arc. Now he drives in, 14-footer straight away, won't go. Rebound tip controlled by Montero. Now he'll reverse his dribble and get into the lane and put up off the side of the backboard. Rebound by Hernandez. Juan will. Not quite aware of where he was in the court. Pass inside to McEachin. Kick out to Wickstrom. Three on the way. Won't go. Rebound tipped around. Ball's loose. Wickstrom's got it. Kicks it to Koopman, the starter who's check banned. He drives in. Collides with Holtzinger. Boy, both teams hustling after the ball. The actual execution, very poor by both teams, but the hustle is definitely there. Holtzinger's first foul. Becomes the seventh different DeSales player to commit a foul here in the first half. Koopman's free throw is off the mark. So it is a very ragged game, offensive fundamentals-wise. Poor free throw shooting, poor execution offensively, but the defensive tenacity and teams getting after rebounds has been fun to watch. He misses them both. Montero with the rebound. Montero gets it to Maieri just across the timeline to Mahan. Down low to Holtzinger, trying to back it in. Can't find any room to shoot. Sales in the half-court offense will try to get their first points of the quarter. Montero finds Maieri underneath. He splits the defense. Fouled as he goes for the reverse lane. That was a beautiful pass by Montero. bounced it in between two defenders on a nice cut to the basket by Maieri. Dante tried the reverse lay-in, was fouled by Wickstrom, his second. That's now eight on the Coyotes, 2:42 to go in the first half. And the DeSales still looking for their first point of the quarter as Maieri misses a free throw. No field goals and 0 for 4 at the line are the Irish. They're now 1 of 8. The girls shot just 2 of 12 in the first half of their game and a one-sided loss. The Irish faring much better on the scoreboard here, down 15 to 14. Myrie's second free throw also off the mark. A chase for the ball, and it goes out of bounds. They see last touch by Burbank. Coach Schumacher wants the three officials to get together and talk about that. Myrie's going to check out, and Matt Miedema comes back into the ballgame. Miedema open underneath. 6'3 sophomore kicks it out to Holzinger. Holzinger drives to the right elbow, kick out to Montero. Three on the way, off the iron, won't go. Poor shooting by both teams. Wickstrom for the Coyotes with the rebound. He'll push it the other way across the timeline. Mahan waits for him at the top of the key. Left wing pass to Koopman. Koopman now with Mahan on him. Down to Jacobo. Irish in a little zone defense right now. They're changing up the defense on the Coyotes. Koopman trying to drive, can't do it. Kick it out to Persifield. Now between the circles is Wickstrom as they reset. Shot clock down inside 10. Down low to Jacobo. Shot up over Warden, won't go. Rebound tip controlled by Miedema. Miedema to Holzinger. One on two. Bobby's going to challenge them both. Goes up strong for the shot. Won't go. Collides with Koopman, and it's an offensive foul. That will be two on Bobby. Bobby tried to force the issue. One on two. That's an aggressive foul. Coach Hazeltine claps his hands. Says, hey, come on, let's play defense. 15 to 14. The Irish have been outscored 6-0 here in the second quarter after leading 14-9 after the first 8 minutes. Pass the right corner to Persfield, drives baseline, shot short, rebound tipped around, ball's loose, players on the deck, and Holzinger ends up with it, and he's reaching and fouled by Dominic Persifield. Persifield's first, and now Bobby will go back to the free throw line, where DeSales is 0-5 in this quarter. Maieri, no, Dante's checking in for Holzinger, but he can't because Bobby's got to shoot. The hustle has been excellent for DeSales. The awareness of what's going on out there at times is, it's been a little blind hustle. They're just hustling for the sake of hustle. They got to hustle with a plan. Bobby hits the front end of the one-on-one. Bobby's got 8 points to lead all scorers. Coach Schumacher of the Coyotes, Reese Humphreys, his best player. Two first quarter fouls, is choosing to sit him. And Bobby leaves the second free throw short. Air ball. We're tied at 15. The first point of the second quarter for DeSales comes at the 1:34 mark of the first half. No field goals in the second quarter for DeSales. Persifield. Dribbles from left to right. Kick out to Koopman. Three on the way out there. I won't go. Rebound, Miedema. Matt Miedema has been very good on the boards. Long outlet pass for Montero, but it's chased down by Persifield. Juan fouls Persifield going after the loose ball. That's the first foul on Juan. He becomes the eighth DeSales player to commit a foul. Stops the clock with 1:14 to go in the half. And the freshman, Dominic Persifield, will shoot two free throws. Fortunately, Burbank's not shooting very well from the line either. Persfield's first one off the mark. They are now, let's see, one. They've made two in the quarter, two out of four, two out of six, two out of seven, two out of eight in the quarter. Ugly game from the free throw line. Persfield hits the second one. He's got 3 points. Burbank back in front, 16 to 15. The Coyotes in a reasonably high-scoring game last night at Burbank, at Pasco, 65 to 55. They lost it, and boy, there's a collision, a tip pass, Miedema, Warden, and a Burbank player, boom, all got there at the same time. Boy, this is, it's an early season football-looking ball game. Inbound pass to Meyer. He goes off somebody's foot. Loose ball picked up by Persefield. It was a jump ball call, which gave the Irish the ball back. There's a pass on the wing knocked away by Montero. He goes three rows into the bleachers. Can't save it. Good hustle by Juan. 59 seconds left in the first half of this game on the road at Burbank. The Columbia Burbank Coyotes lead it 16-15 with the ball. The Irish 1-0 with a win at home against Weston McEwen on Wednesday. The Coyotes lost by 10 after leading at the half at Tri-City Prep on Friday last night. Inbound in the baseline to Jacobo. Swings it around, kick out to Koopman. Koopman shot won't go. Rebound tipped around. Ball's loose. Hernandez got it. Can't hit it. Can't hit it. Jacobo with the rebound. He misses. Maieri's got it. He's fouled. This reminds me of a middle school game from the fact that neither team can score. They just keep shooting from one side of the basket to the other. What's not like a middle school game is the hustle and the extremely physical play. The foul was on Hernandez, his second. Maieri will shoot two free throws. Dante 0 for 2 at the line, and he gets that one to drop. Nice soft touch, hit the back iron, bounced up. Nice spin on the ball, went in. We're tied at 16. Dante's first point of the game, the 6-foot freshman. Second free throw is on the way out the back iron. Rebound by Jacobo. 27 seconds to go in the half. We're tied at 16. Low scoring, hustling, physical ball game. Persefield, the freshman, swings it left wing to Wickstrom. 14 on the clock. Now up top with it is Koopman, one of their starters in the ball game. He gets in the right corner to Jacobo. Down low to Jacobo. Shot blocked out there by Warden. Meet him. He gets it ahead to Montero. Montero lays it in at the buzzer. So the Irish get the block shot, the outlet, and Juan Montero, the fastest guy in the gym, goes down the left side, lays it in with the right hand at the buzzer. So DeSales leads it 18-16 at the half as the Irish beat the buzzer to get their only field goal of the second quarter. We'll be back with the halftime totals and other information. You're listening to DeSales Boys Basketball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Here's a little secret for all you husbands out there. Your wife can use a little extra help around the house. Ever thought of hiring a maid for her? Handmade Cleaning can make this dream a reality for you, providing the luxurious value of exceptional cleaning and restoration services at affordable prices. Kevin and Grace Reynolds founded Handmade Cleaning to specialize in the interior beautification of area homes and to provide quality career opportunities to dedicated people of good character. Call Handmade Cleaning, 240-7990. That's 240-7995.
We have a huge special coming at the Walla Walla YMCA. It's called Pay the Date December.
Pay the Date? How does it work?
To join the Y, new members only pay the date for their joining fee all December.
So on December 1st, the joining fee is only $1?
Yep, and the 2nd, it's only $2.
I get it.
Even if you wait till the last day of December, you still get a big deal. But don't wait. Come in early December and get started on your New Year's resolution. Don't let the holidays put you behind. Get ahead and join the Y this December.
For more information, call 509-525-8863 or visit www.ymca.org.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Fighting Irish of DeSales on KHSS 100.7 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Irish Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We're back live at the half as the Burbank Pep Band entertains the crowd. Two teams hustling on the floor, not executing very well offensively. A lot of fouls called in the first half as the officials did their best to keep things under control. The sales was down early, took their first lead on a Bobby Holtzinger bucket. The Irish are up, I think, 10-9, scored the last 6 points of the quarter after getting that lead, including getting that lead to lead 14-9 after 8 minutes. The Sales would not make a field goal in the second quarter until Juan Montero took a ball on a long outlet after a blocked shot and laid it in at the buzzer to give the Irish their only field goal of the second quarter. The Sales scores just 3 points in the second eight-minute period. Burbank scores just 7 on 2 field goals and 3 free throws. So a very poor night offensively for both teams. A very physical game from the fouling standpoint and everybody going after loose balls. 18-16, the Sales with the lead at the half. It's the start of the Advent season tonight, with the Christmas season starting December 25th. And at the Walla Walla Catholic Schools, there are a lot of events going on to celebrate the Advent season. We also have the DeSales drama production coming up this next weekend. We'll be talking about all those things on the Walla Walla Catholic Schools calendar when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
No one can read the future, but we can definitely help you prepare for the future you deserve. Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company has extensive experience in helping people just like you. Because he knows your finances are a big deal, let him work alongside you to develop a comprehensive retirement plan that fits within your game plan for funding retirement, a grandchild's education, or whatever else you want in life. Don't chance a guess with your financial future. Consult a professional. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. Connor's Recipe for Satisfied Customers includes friendly staff and interior designers and top quality name products, including hardwood, vinyl planks, carpet, tile, countertops, and blinds. Give us a call today at 522-0176 or visit us on the internet at connorsflooringanddesign.com or come by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connor's Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Let us make your holiday shopping and shipping easy. Hi, this is Sheila from Postal Annex, inviting you to check out our unique gifts. From Melissa and Doug Toys to Nebo Flashlights, we've got something fun for you. Or take your pick from our wide variety of Lean and Tree holiday cards. And then, when you're ready, we can gift wrap, pack, and ship your treasures in time for the holidays. So come see us soon in the Plazaway Shopping Center. And from all of us at Postal Annex,
happy!
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 Holidays from Postal Annex!
Merry Christmas to all in the Walla Walla Valley. Walla Walla Carpet One would like to thank you for your business this past year and wish you and your family a Merry Christmas. We know it's a busy time of year, and we'd like to make it easier for you by offering our expert help and great prices. It's inventory reduction time. All in-stock materials are now on sale. Walla Walla Carpet One, where we make beautiful affordable. 1611 West Rose Street in the Shopko parking lot.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Burbank, halfway through this timeout period. A rough and tumble ball game. Irish boys up 18-16. There's a lot going on schedule-wise between now and the end of the year. We're in the blessed Advent season, and a lot of things going on at both Assumption and DeSales. Of course, this is a basketball broadcast, so the next basketball game, not till December 15th, when Tri-City Prep comes to town for the league opener. The reason for the 13-day layoff, the drama department under the direction of Eric Rohde of DeSales will put on the play Tom Sawyer at the Little Theater next weekend, December 8th and 9th at 7:30 p.m. and then a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. Tickets are on sale at DeSales High School office. You can call them at 525-3030 for more information. And so we've got the play going on, and then there's all kinds of Advent activities. Every Monday during Advent at Assumption, they have a Jesse tree and Advent wreath lighting ceremony. That starts at 8:25. Those are always fun to join in on. That's every Monday. There's a St. Nicholas sock drive going on at Assumption this coming week, Monday through Friday. So bring your socks for the needy up to Assumption. There's also an alms giving activity throughout Advent for the Guatemala mission effort going on at Assumption School. And December 11th is the K-5 Christmas concert as well. at DeSales. They have a Christmas tree that you can pick a gift for a foster child from. That is going on from now to December 15th. Also during Advent, every Friday from 8 to 3 throughout the school day, there's Eucharistic Adoration in the DeSales Chapel, and all are welcome to participate in that. This Wednesday, there's a Reconciliation Service at DeSales. I do not know the exact time for that. And then this Friday, there's an all-school Mass at Assumption to celebrate the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. And those are always fun events to attend. So a lot going on at the Walla Walla Catholic Schools. I hope you have a blessed Advent season. It's a fun time of year. Basketball has started. Advent season has started. The Christmas season is around the corner. A lot of fun things to think about and talk about. Well, the Irish in a rough and tumble game. I keep saying that. Up 18 to 16 at the half. When we come back, I'll share halftime stats and second half action with you. Both teams back on the floor right now. You're listening to Irish Boys Basketball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls, as well as Science Diet pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets and sweatshirts, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with Wilbur Ellis brand Ice Melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for your winter products today. Your local True Value store, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
They just announced over the public address system that the Richland Bombers are up 28-0 in the 4A state championship game. Go Bombers, go east side of the state. Well, there's been 34 points scored in the first half of this ball game. 24 fouls have been called. That's the story of this one so far. Joel Rodriguez with three, Matt Baumgart with three, and Bobby Holtzinger with two for the Irish. Wickstrom has two, and then two starters for Burbank. Lopez and Humphreys have two each. Holtzinger's a leading scorer in the game with 8 points, leads the Irish. Reese Humphreys with seven leads the Coyotes. And the Burbank gets to the baseline for a lay-in for Jose Lopez and his first bucket to tie it up to start the second half. We're tied at 18 now. Rodriguez, Holtzinger, Wiley, Montero, Baumgart. Matt Baumgart sat most of the first half with three fouls. Montero drives in the lane. Air ball, tries to tip it to himself, and we've got a whistle and a foul on the rebound. I think it's going to be on Jake Wiley. And that's three now on Jake. The Irish just one field goal in the second quarter. That was a buzzer beater at the end of the half as Juan Montero took an outlet after the Irish had blocked a shot. So Burbank scores first. Gets a stop defensively and a foul call on to Sales and comes back offensively, working now to my left as I'm here courtside. White uniforms for the Coyotes, purple numbers, gold trim. Irish in the road for a screen. And now Koopman drives to the basket, and he's fouled by Rodriguez. And that's going to be four on Joel Rodriguez, and he's going to have to sit down. And Tim Warden will check in. So Tim Warden, all-conference defensive tackle on the football team, just a sophomore, goes 6'2", about 220. Joel Rodriguez, all-conference defensive back, goes about 5'9", 150. So that's quite a change in girth in that substitution. On the inbound play, Garcia takes the shot, won't go. Warden tips the rebound to Montero. Juan wants to run, goes by two shirts, bounce pass to Baumgart, gets Humphreys in the air and lays it in. Juan Montero races the other way, draws the defense. Baumgart, good body control, got Humphreys in the air, no foul call on Humphreys, though, but Baumgart gets the field goal, and the Irish back in front, 20-18. Koopman between the circles, high post, top of the key pass to Humphreys. Humphreys puts his shoulder down, Warden sticks with him, kick out, pass to Hernandez, long shot on the way, won't go, rebound Hernandez, kicks it out to Lopez. Lopez hits a three. So Jose Lopez, 6'1 junior, who did not score in the first half, hits the first three-point field goal for the Coyotes. He's scored all five of their points in the second half. They lead it 21-20. Holtzinger gets a screen from Wiley, drives in, no place to shoot, gets it out top to Warden. Now dumps it off to Montero, up top to Wiley. Wiley passes inside for Warden. Warden loses the ball, Warden goes after the ball, bumps into Lopez and fouls him. That's two fouls on Timmy Warden. Meadham is going to check in for Jake Wiley. 5:56 to go, third quarter. Matt Meadham had some nice rebounds. I think he's the guy who had the block shot there right before the half, scored 3 points. Koopman brings it to front court, gets it up top to Humphreys. To Garcia now. Humphreys sets the screen on Montero. Wong gets around it. They swing it around to Koopman. Air ball, three-point attempt right to Meadham. To Montero. Wong wants to push it. Koopman checking him. Now Baumgart deep on the left wing. Gets a screen from Warden. Drives to the basket. Goes up strong with the shot. Won't go. He's fouled by Koopman. That's Koopman's first foul. Matt Baumgart will go to the free throw line where DeSales, with all the fouls on both teams, the Irish went to the free throw line 13 times in the first half, made just three of them. Burbank went to the free throw line 12 times and made four of them. That's 33%. Easy one to figure out. Matt hits the first free throw there. He's got 5 points now, all of DeSales' points here in the second half. Warden, always going to give you a lot of hustle. He comes out of the ball game, and Dante Maieri checks in. Matt, second free throw off the back iron, won't go. Rebound, Humphreys. Humphreys, outlet to Koopman. Koopman into front court. Irish playing man-to-man. Drive to the basket by Lopez. Cut off by Baumgart, gets it to... No, that's Lopez who kept it. He scores it, and he's fouled by Baumgart. Matt Baumgart picks up his fourth foul as Lopez got him on his hip, got him in the air. So Jose Lopez, 6'1 junior, has all seven of his points here after the break. Matt Baumgart, the only player to score for DeSales, has to go to the bench with four fouls. Zach Mahan has checked in. Burbank up 23-21. Lopez, free throw, won't go. Rebound. He get by Hernandez, gets it to Humphreys. Humphreys can't hit the shot. Rebounded there by Mahan. Mahan dribbles between two defenders, gets it ahead to Montero. Montero, baseline jumper off the side of the backboard. That's the second time Juan's done that. Now he strips Koopman, gets it to Meadham. Meadham racing the other way. He's fouled from behind by Garcia. Love the hustle by the Irish. I keep saying this. Execution has been terrible. I don't know, terrible is kind of a strong word, but it's been very poor, very inconsistent. But the hustle has been there all game long. Inbound pass tip. And off of meat of his hands, but chased down out front by Montero. Now he gets it to Holtzinger. Holtzinger holds the ball looking for a screen from Meadema. Kicks it in the corner now to Mahan. To Meadema at the between the top of the key and the foul line. Gets it to Holtzinger. And Holtzinger's fouled by on the reach in by Hernandez. A lot of lazy defense by Burbank. Not moving their feet, reaching in. Just a lot of physical fouls on both teams. 23-21 Coyotes with the 2-point lead, 4:30 to go in the third quarter. Montero deep on the right wing, right in front of the Irish bench and Coach Hazeltine. Montero hands it off to Maieri, who misses a 16-footer straight away. Burbank with the rebound. The Coyotes come the other way. Koopman in the right corner to Garcia. Montero on him. Now to Koopman. Now top of the key, Humphreys with it. Meet him on him. Humphreys puts the ball on the deck, splits the defense, losing, gets it back and lays it. Bounced it off his leg, bounced it off his shin. Irish coaching staff wanted a travel call, none forthcoming. 9 for Humphreys. The Coyotes have opened up a 4-point lead at 25-21. There's a cutter in the lane. It's Meadema. And Maieri finds him. Meadema's fouled. Shot doesn't go, but he'll go to the free throw line. Nice entry pass by Maieri, nice cut to the basket by Meadema. The foul's on Hernandez, and that's 4 on Gilbert Hernandez. He'll have to come out of the ball game as Coach Schumacher for the Coyotes sends a couple players to the scorer's table. Matt misses the first free throw, banks it off the backboard, and the iron way too strong. So Garcia and Hernandez check out. Schaefer, who did not score in the first half, but saw time on the floor, comes in the ballgame, as does Wickstrom, who did not score but played in the first half. Matt hits the second free throw. 25-22. Coyote lead is 3 points. Matt Meadema now has 4 points. Koopman left wing to Hernandez. Go, go, go. Lopez, he fires. It's an air ball. Loose ball goes out of bounds off the Coyotes. Coach Schumacher calls for the press. They get to Holtzinger. They break the press behind the pack as Miedema. Now Schaefer hustles back. Miedema lays it in over Schaefer. Nice transition basket. The Irish break the press. 25-24 Coyotes lead down to one. Maieri cuts off the baseline on Lopez. He tries to pass it inside. It's knocked out of bounds by DeSales. Coach Hazeltine coaching up Maieri on the defense, and Dante's going to come out of the game now. Jake Wiley's a nice defense by Dante Maieri. Pass inside, knocked away from Humphreys by Wiley. Loose ball picked up by Mahan. Mahan throws a wild one at half court. Miedema is going to get the loose ball. He tries to bounce it to Monteri's call for traveling. They had Matt Miedema by the arm, pulling on him. That's why he traveled. Coach Hazeltine, the Irish fans behind me not liking that turnover. Very physical play at both ends by both teams. 25-24, Coyotes with the ball in the lead. 3 minutes to go, third quarter here in Burbank. Koopman with the baseline jumper, won't go. Rebound, Holtzinger. Oh, Holtzinger. I don't think it was intentional, but he started to lose his balance, just stuck the forearm out and caught Koopman right in the chops. So a player control foul, a player out of control foul on Bobby, his third. Maieri right back in the ballgame. 2:59 to go in the third quarter. Irish led 14-9 after 8 minutes, but the Irish offense has struggled since then. They have only 8 points since then. Trail at 25-24, but the defense and the hustle are keeping them in it right now. Lopez puts his shoulder down, dribbles all the way across the baseline, now pulls up the other side for a 17-footer, won't go. Koopman runs down the long rebound in the left corner. Now Humphreys at it. Now we've got a whistle, and a ball is rolling out on the court. It's not a basketball. Looks like kind of a handball, racquetball type ball. Trevor Curtis, their head football coach and assistant on the basketball team, says, I'm just going to put this in my pocket. 2:37 to go in the third quarter. Burbank inbounds in front of their own sideline. They throw it into Humphreys. He loses it through his hands. Montero saves it inbounds. Hard pass in, but it goes right to Humphreys, who drives his foul. So Humphreys lost control of the ball. It was going out of bounds. Montero tried to save it and slam it off of somebody, but he missed everybody. It went out near the top of the key to Humphreys, and he took it right to the rack and got fouled by Jake Wiley, and that's four on Jake Wiley. Rodriguez, Baumgart, and Wiley all have four fouls for DeSales. Humphreys hits the free throw. He's got 10 points. Becomes the first player for either team to get into double figures. The Coyotes up 26-24. So the Irish already a little shorthanded. Connor Leahy, the 5'10 junior who started against Weston McEwen and not in uniform, took an elbow to the nose in practice, smushed up his cartilage, did not break the bone, though. But he's not in uniform. Humphreys hits both free throws. 27-24, Coyotes lead by three. Timeout, Nick Hazeltine. 2:26 to go. Irish down three, trying to get some offense during this timeout. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls, as well as Science Diet pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and sweatshirts, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with Wilbur Ellis brand Ice Melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for your winter products today. Your local True Value store, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
The sales coach, Nick Hazeltine, trying to draw a play up here, get something positive going offensively for the Irish. They break the huddle with Juan Montero, the only starter out there. Tim Warden, Matt Miedema, Zach Mahan, and Dante Maieri on the floor as well. A lot of foul trouble for the Irish. Mahan has it slapped away and stolen by Schaefer. Schaefer ahead to Lopez. Lopez gets it off to to Wickstrom, and Wickstrom lays it in for his first bucket, and the Coyotes open up a 5-point advantage at 29-24. A grind it game. Humphreys has twisted his ankle, but he's trying to stay in there with Warden on him. He needs out. He's telling the coaches so. Mahan on the drive, can't the shot, rebound, Schaefer. But actually, Humphreys trying to run off the twisted ankle. Now we're going to have a stoppage of play. The official's going to ask Humphreys how he's doing. He's going to have to come out of the game now. McEachin is going to check in for him. Humphreys, a leading scorer in the game with 11 points. And he's going to jog to the sideline, try to keep that ankle loose. 1:45 to go in the half, third quarter. Burbank will inbound in front of their bench. Wyatt Schaefer with Bobby Holtzinger pressuring the inbound. They get it to Jose Lopez, who has all 7 of his points in the game in this quarter. McEachin now with it in the right corner. Up top it goes to Wickstrom. Wickstrom with Mayeri on him, gives it out to Lopez. Between the leg dribble, step back shot from straight away, won't go. Rebound tipped around. Controlled by Matt Miedema, and he's fouled by Wickstrom. Boy, a lot of guys reaching for the ball. DeSales, I do not have access to rebounding stats, but the Irish have just pounded the boards with great hustle all game long. Got to find a way to transition some of their effort into execution offensively. 1:20 to go, third quarter. DeSales down 29-24. Montero, right wing to Miedema. Finds Warden inside. He lays it in. He's fouled. Timmy comes off a screen from the high post on the left side, slashes in there, Miedema finds him, and the sophomore friends, classmates, hook up. Tim powers it up and in. He's fouled by Wickstrom, so Wickstrom has 4. Now Timmy Warden's first basket of the game. Free throw is good, and just like that, it's a 2-point ball game. 3, 4, 6, 7, 9. No, 2-point game, 29-27. Nice execution offensively. Coach Hazeltine likes it. 1:10 to go, third quarter. Against the man-to-man defense of the Coyotes, they finally found a path to the lane. Lopez passes it off to Wickstrom. Now check that. McEachin back to Lopez. 3 from the left corner. He hits it. Jose Lopez, a 6'1 junior. 0 points at the half. He's scored 10 in this quarter, his second three-pointer. And the Coyotes answer the Tim Warden three-pointer the hard way with a 3 from long range. And now as I speak, Montero throws a pass to Maieri and it goes right through his hands. Dante looking inside before he got the ball and it went right through his hands. Now Burbank with 35 seconds on the game clock, 25 on the shot clock. A chance to score here right before the half and up there, 5-point advantage. Humphreys will fire 3. It's off the mark, won't go. Rebound inside Schaefer. Wyatt Schaefer puts it up. He's fouled with 20 seconds left. Burbank battling on the boards. We'll see who the Irish foul is on. Dante Maieri, that's Dante's first foul. Every DeSales player who's been in the game has committed a foul now. Interesting substitution for Coach Hazeltine. He's got Rodriguez, Wiley, and Baumgart all coming back in the game. All 3 of those players have 4 fouls. Schaefer hits the first free throw. Coach Hazeltine, interesting substitution here. 3 players with 4 fouls each. He Pursefield, the freshman, drives in. Ball's tipped loose. Holtzinger's got it. 14 seconds to go in the half. Baumgart and Pursefield collide. Baumgart picks up the loose ball, gets it to Holtzinger. Now Montero with it. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Montero shoots a 3 off the screen. He's got it. Juan Montero beat the buzzer at the half. He got a screen from Jake Wiley and beats the buzzer at the end of the third quarter. And the Irish go from down 6 to down 3. 8 minutes left. 33-30. Columbia Burbank leads the Irish on 100.7 FM KHSS.
It's the final year-end countdown at McCurdy Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla, and we're blowing the competition away with unbelievable lease offers and so much more. Take advantage of our dedication to winning the McCurdy Dealership Sales Battle of the Year. Earth-shattering savings mean cars are moving fast. Drive away in a new 2017 Corolla LE for only $128 a month, or a new 2018 Camry LE, just $162 a month, or save even more in the 2018 RAV4 Hybrid, just $195 a month. Seeing is believing. So stop in today to see our commitment to claiming the final year-end countdown crown. Only at McCurdy Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla on North Wilbur Avenue. Integrity in everything we do for you. And visit us online at McCurdyToyota.com.
Corolla stock number TH474. Camry stock number TJ54. $39.99 due at signing. RAV4 stock number TJ57. $49.99 due at signing. 36-month leases. Financing offers available on select models. Auto-proof credit plus tax, title, license, and fee. See dealer for details. Expires 11/30/17.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, Coach Hazeltine got a three-pointer from Juan Montero off a screen from Wiley. That's the first play they run to start the fourth quarter. It doesn't work this time, but they keep the ball. They get it up high to Rodriguez, dumps it down low to Wiley, and he's fouled underneath. Each team now with seven fouls, so free throws for both teams the whole fourth quarter. Foul on Dominic Pursefield, the freshman, his second. Been very physical all game long. I keep repeating that, but it bears repeating because it's just a very physical, rough, and ragged ball game. Wiley misses the front end of the one-on-one. Jake yet to score in the ball game. The Irish now 6 of 19 from the line. Lopez, who scored all 10 of his points in that third quarter, drives in, cut off, kicks it out to Humphreys. Now to Pursefield. Swing it over to Lopez. Three on the way. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound, Bobby Holtzinger. Long pass to Montero behind the defense. Juan will lay it in uncontested, and it's a one-point ball game. Montero, a buzzer beater at the half, a buzzer beating three at the end of the third quarter. The first basket for the Irish here in the fourth quarter. The Sales within one at 33-32. Pursefield, right wing pass to Schaefer. Schaefer with Rodriguez on him. Rodriguez, Baumgart, Montero, Wiley, Holtzinger. Starting five on the floor for Coach Holtzinger. Baumgart, Wiley, and Rodriguez, each with four fouls. Lopez, pass down low to McKeerchen. McKeerchen's shot won't go. Partially blocked. Loose ball picked up by Humphreys. He misses, goes back up strong, scores. He's fouled, and that's it for Jake Wiley. Reese Humphreys, a little bit of a showman. He likes to tell everybody when he made the shot. He's a physical kid, and that's going to be five fouls on Jake Wiley. So he's going to foul out with 6:49 to go in the ball game. And Humphreys, with 13 points, leads all scorers. The Coyotes up 35-32. He misses a free throw, rebound, Holtzinger. Bobby gets it to Juan Montero near half court. Borden, who came in for Wiley, sets a screen. Montero goes the other way, then dumps it outside to Baumgart. Three-way won't go. Lopez, long rebound, goes hard to the basket. He runs over Rodriguez and fouls. Big gamble by Joel. Joel, with four fouls, stood his ground. Took the foul from Lopez, his third. You do not shoot free throws on an offensive foul. Your reward is that you get the ball back. 35-32, Columbia Burbank with the lead, 6.5 minutes left in the contest. These two teams likely will be in the same league next year. Tonight, it's a non-leaguer. Last year, the Irish won on their home floor in overtime. Burbank ahead by three in a close game on Columbia Burbank's home floor. Rodriguez drives to the basket, can't get the shot up to go. He got the shot up. Rebound, Schaefer. Then Rodriguez runs into Schaefer and fouls out. Coach Hazeltine frustrated there. Joe Rodriguez playing with four fouls. Just get out of the way as Schaefer got the rebound, then reversed his dribble right away. And Joel was in the way, banged into him. Five fouls on Joel Rodriguez. 6:09 to go in the ball game. Joel becomes the second victim of fouling out. He did not score in the ball game. Schaefer will shoot the front end of a one-on-one. He's one of two from the line, and that is his only point of the game. Burbank was 3 of 4 in the second quarter, or third quarter, excuse me. Misses the front end of the one-on-one, though. Rebound, Miedema. Shot inside by the Irish. I could not see who took it. The official was right in front of me. Ball's loose on the floor. Humphreys and Warden battling for it. And both players come up smiling on the jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of Burbank. Humphreys flexing his muscles there. He likes the attention. Good ball player. Good athlete. Schaefer to Garcia to Koopman. Koopman down low to Humphreys. Humphreys shot won't go. Rebound Baumgart. Baumgart pushing it the other way. Has it knocked away. Loose ball picked up by Humphreys. Garcia knocked away to Humphreys to Hernandez. Hernandez misses a lay-in. Baumgart with the rebound. Double teamed. Coach Hazeltine calls timeout. 5:25 to go. Irish down 35-32 with the ball. When we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Hey, you guys, I got into the doghouse with my wife the other day, so I told her, honey, I want to treat you to the best of the best gourmet market in town. Let me tell you, she was thrilled. And the next day, I say to her, I say, dear, what say I treat you to the best of the best deli in the area? She was over the moon. And the next day, I say to her, I know I'm forgiven already, but how about you and me go get some of the best Italian food in the valley, huh? Beautiful. You'll never guess where I took her. I'll give you a hint. Buona pazzo.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
The sales down 35-32. Coach Hazeltine saw some very hectic play going on in the backcourt. Calls a timeout. Settle things down. Irish will walk it into front court now. Baumgart, Montero, Holtzinger, Miedema, and Warden on the floor. Two starters, Rodriguez and Wiley, have already fouled out. 36 free throws have been shot in this ballgame. They get inside to Warden. Backs in on Hernandez. Hernandez hits the deck. Offensive foul on Tim Warden. That's three on Warden. Now 10 fouls on to Sales. 24, 34, 42 fouls have been called. It's been rough. The officials, I do not envy their job in this ball game. It's an extremely physical all game long. Koopman out top, picks up his dribble, gets it to the top of the key to Humphreys. To Hernandez, back to Humphreys. Humphreys collides with Miedema inside. That's going to be a foul on Matt Miedema. They got the ball in the corner to McKeerchin, and then Humphreys, who had started that little sequence from the top of the key, sliced down the lane, got the pass from McKeerchin, and Miedema fouled him. That's Matt's second. Stops the clock. 4:52 to go in the game. Humphreys at the free throw line. Misses the free throw. After hitting his first three attempts, he's now missed two in a row. The 6'2 senior leads all scorers with 13 points. Second free throw is good. Hit the front rim, rolled around, kissed the glass, and went in. 14 now for Humphreys. 4-point lead for the Coyotes. Tim Warden's trying to set a screen for Baumgart. Baumgart drives, splits the defense. He's fouled. Get a screen, go to the hoop, get to the line. Fouls on McCacken, M-C-E-A-C-H-E-N. The PA public address announcer pronounced it McCacken. Matt Baumgart hits the first free throw. Matt had 15 points on Wednesday. That's just his sixth point of the game here. Timmy Warden comes out of the ball game, and Dante Maieri checks in. Matt hits both free throws. Irish now 8 of 21 from the line. 36-34, 2-point lead for the Coyotes. They have the ball, trying to win their first game of the year, losing last night at Tri-City Prep. The Sales trying to go 2-0, beating Weston McEwen on Wednesday. On the Irish home floor. Garcia gets it to Koopman in the right corner to Lopez. Three on the way, won't go. Rebound to Dante. That was actually Hernandez with the shot. To Holtzinger, ahead to Baumgart. Baumgart behind the defense. Tried the reverse lay-in for some reason. Missed everything. Miedema tried to put it back in. Matt going from the left side. Tried to reverse it to the right. Shot it wildly. Irish miss a golden opportunity there. Humphreys the other way over. Miedema, and Miedema blocks the shot. Humphreys call for traveling. Humphreys said, shouldn't that have been a jump ball? Matt Miedema, 6'3", sophomore. Nice defense on Humphreys. 3:57 to go. The Irish a chance to tie on this possession. Dante Maieri is going to check out. Tim Warden comes into the ballgame. Nick Hazeltine with all the foul trouble trying to shuffle the pieces, get the right guys on the court for what he wants to run, and kick it out to Baumgart. Baumgart drives right elbow. Cutoff gets it down low on the pick and roll to Miedema. Cutoff gets it back to Baumgart. Good defense by the Coyotes. Shot clock at 20. Plenty of time. Matt wants a screen from Warden. Now Humphreys on Warden on Baumgart on the switch. Now coming to the ball, Miedema at the top of the key. Throws it wild for Holtzinger. Turnover. Three sophomores, two seniors on the floor. Two of those sophomores, Miedema and Holtzinger, can't get on the same page. Irish turn it over. 3.5 minutes left. 36-34. Coyotes with the lead and the ball. Koopman across the timeline. Coach Schumacher for the Coyotes down on my left, directing traffic in front of his bench.
Hey, come in,
man. McCacken to Garcia. Now left corner goes to Hernandez. Hernandez gets it back, shoots a three, won't go. Rebound tipped around. Humphreys has it, puts it up and in. Humphreys has 16. The Coyotes back up by 4, 38-34. 2:57 to go. Montero with it. Pass down low to Warden. He and Humphreys collided. Goes off Warden's hands and out of bounds. Kind of some incidental contact there. It was a hot pass from Montero. Timmy Warden banging with Humphreys and trying to catch the ball at the same time. Didn't work out. So now the Irish are down 4 with 2:50 to go. And Burbank will run some clock as they walk it up the court. Koopman, right wing pass to Garcia. DeSales playing a zone defense, trying to protect all the foul trouble. They get to Humphreys. He slices down the lane and lays it in. The Irish trying to stay out of foul trouble with the zone, but the Coyotes are starting to carve them up a little bit. Baumgart on the drive, got a whistle and a foul on the drive. Take the ball to the hoop every time. It's going to stop the clock. You're going to get to the line. The foul's on Lopez, his fourth. So Lopez, Hernandez, two starters with four fouls. Dante Maieri set to check in. Matt Baumgart, the Irish's best free throw shooter, but he's way off to the right. I jinxed him there. He's got 7 points. He misses that one. Tim Warden sits down. Dante Maieri, a very good rebounder, the six-foot freshman. Good job. Does a good job keeping balls alive. Won't have to worry about that one as Matt hits the second free throw. Matt's got 8 points. Irish down 40-35. Koopman, their point guard, the 5'10 sophomore, brings it into front court. Left wing pass goes to Lopez. Swing it over to Garcia. Garcia goes by Holtzinger, lays it up off the glass, won't go. Maieri tips the rebound to himself, then now lets it to Baumgart, to Montero. Irish want to run. Humphreys back. Montero pulls up from 8 feet, won't go. Long rebound goes to Lopez. Lopez will slow it down. The 6'1 junior, all 10 of his points in that third quarter. Now Coach Schumacher calls timeout. The Burbank Coyotes with the ball on a 40-35 lead with 1:56 to go when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
At Total Comfort Solutions, we believe in coming home for the holidays. We believe in watching cheesy movies, telling bad jokes, sneaking Christmas cookies, and falling asleep in front of the fire. We believe in peace, joy, compassion, and gratitude. And most importantly, we believe in family, friends, and community. We would like to take this time to express our gratitude to you for trusting us with the care and comfort of your home this year. From our Total Comfort Solutions family to yours, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
I was just counting up field goals for DeSales. The Irish scored 14 points in the first quarter. They had 6 field goals. They've had 6 field goals since then. They need a defensive stop here and got to find a way to get the offense going. Somehow they're 3 of 5 from the line in this quarter, 9 of 23 for the game. Burbank's had a couple guys get hot. Lopez, all 10 of his points in the third quarter. Humphreys, 7 of his 18 here in the fourth. He's got the ball now in the right corner. They're running a weave. The Irish have gone to the man-to-man. Each team with 10 fouls. Possession arrow in favor of the Irish. Shot clock at 8. Humphreys drives on Maieri. Gets it down low to Garcia, and he lays it in. Garcia's first bucket. Irish now down 7. They've got to score quick, which has been a huge struggle for them. goes, says Coach Hazeltine. And Montero does, goes slicing down the lane, gets it to Miedema. Miedema misses inside, rebound, Koopman. Now they've got to go after him, and Coach Hazeltine wants his guys up on the ball. Go get it. Garcia with it. They want him to trap. They don't get there in time. Coach Hazeltine's trying to get his guys to pressure, but they're not. There's 1 minute to go. Irish down by seven. Coach Schumacher said, let's run some clock at that last timeout. The Coyotes executing very well. Koopman drives in and lays it in. The Irish having it slip away. They're down by nine. Nick Hazeltine says timeout. The Sails down nine with 44 seconds left. When we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The Union Bulletin is proud to support our Valley schools and athletics with daily coverage of the best in local sports. Visit unionbulletin.com on your smartphone, tablet, or computer to see local sports stories and photography, plus online classifieds and the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support our home teams. Visit unionbulletin.com today. That's union-bulletin.com.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Perfect. We're back live. DeSales now down 9 points. Nick Hazeltine coaching his guys hard. They did not put enough pressure on the ball there that last week sequence and allowed a bucket and a lot of time to run off. Now they got to shoot it quick. Baumgart shoots a three. Won't go. Koopman, three of them. Now they've got to chase and foul. Now Humphreys with it. Has it slapped away to half court by Miedema. I bet Humphreys tips it right to Hernandez, who lays it in. Burbank up 46-35. Montero, a little five-footer on the baseline. Goes short. Rebound Maieri. Maieri puts it up. Still won't go. Rebound Miedema fighting for it with Hernandez, and they tie him up. That's Lopez, actually. And they'll foul him with 10.8 seconds to go. So DeSales, after scoring 62 points against Weston McEwen on Wednesday, is going to be held to under 40. And a loss on the road to Burbank. The foul, they said, was on number 22, Dante Maieri, his second. And Lopez, whose 10-point third quarter allowed Burbank to get the lead back after trailing 18-16 at the half. He hits a free throw here. He's got 11. He hits them both. He's got 12. 48-35, the biggest lead of the game. This is one of those games where the final score is not going to be indicative of how close and competitive it was. And Matt Baumgart will just let it dribble out. And DeSales boys will fall to 1-1. Hard-fought game by both teams. The Irish couldn't find a way to score. They lose it 48-35. We'll be back with the totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Let's see now. Should you go with the tray of bakery sweets or the deli platter? It's hard to decide what to take to that holiday party, office party, or neighborhood get-together on your calendar. The baker, donut maker, and cake decorator in the Walla Walla Harvest Foods Bakery can help you decide. So can the deli folks at Harvest Foods. Their deli platters are generous and artfully arranged with your preference of meats, cheeses, vegetables, fruit, sandwiches, deviled eggs, and dips. Harvest Foods, 905 South 2nd in Walla Walla.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
It's the final year-end countdown at McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla, and we're blowing the competition away with unbelievable lease offers and so much more. Take advantage of our dedication to winning the McCurley Dealership Sales Battle of the Year. Earth-shattering savings mean cars are moving fast. Drive away in a new 2017 Corolla LE for only $128 a month, or a new 2018 Camry LE, just $162 a month, or save even more in the 2018 RAV4 Hybrid, just $195 a month. Seeing is believing. So stop in today to see our commitment to claiming the final year in countdown crown. Only at McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla on North Wilbur Avenue. Integrity in everything we do for you. And visit us online at McCurleyToyota.com.
Corolla stock number TH474. Camry stock number TJ54. $39.99 due at signing. RAV4 stock number TJ57. $49.99 due at signing. 36-month leases. Financing offers available on select models. Auto-proof credit plus tax, title, license, and PC deal for details. Expires 11/30/17.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live. Is the gym here at Burbank High School, Columbia Burbank High School in Burbank, Washington, clears out. The Burbank Coyotes get their first win of the year, 48-35, in a physical struggle. The Irish offense, after scoring 14 points in the first quarter, they would score just three in the second quarter. But a buzzer-beating lay-in, the only field goal the second quarter for DeSales, by Juan Montero, actually gave the Irish the lead at the half, 18-16. And then Jose Lopez, 6'1 junior for the Coyotes, scored 10 of his 12 points in the second quarter after not scoring in the first half. And the Coyotes had 17 points in the third quarter. Irish had their second-best offensive quarter, scoring 12. A buzzer-beating three by Juan Montero kept the Irish close at 33-30 going into the final 8 minutes. But then DeSales, just one field goal and three free throws in the final 8 minutes. The Coyotes pulled away in the final couple minutes, outscoring the Irish 15-5 in the fourth quarter. DeSales falls to 1-1. They will not play for 13 more days when they host Tri-City Prep in the league opener on December 15th. That's a Friday at DeSales. We're going to come back one more time. I'll have the stats added up, and we'll wrap things up here from Burbank. The Irish boys lose it 48-35. You're listening to DeSales Basketball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
You're crazy hungry with an appetite like a lion, not a mouse.
You want mad filling pizza toppings, then you want a house.
Salami, olives, mushrooms, and a rockin' tons of pepperoni.
Plus beef, Italian sausage. The house ain't frontin', ain't no phony.
Roll to Fazari's for the house. See us, give us a shout.
It's old school good pizza. Word, peace out.
You boys, so retro.
Mama mia.
Fazari's finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston and Fazari's.com. Do it like
that. This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live for the final time here from Burbank on a Saturday night, the start of the Advent season. And the Irish girls and boys had a hard time finding the range from the field goals or from the free throw line in this one. The Lady Irish lose 50-26. Their score by quarter, 3-5, 15-3. The Irish boys lose 48-35. They score 9 more points than the girls. The Irish boys 14-3, 12-5. The Lady Irish shot 5 of 17 from the line. The Irish boys shot 9 of 23. So the shooting not so good in the purple and gold trimmed gym here at Columbia Burbank High School. Scoring in the ball game for Columbia Burbank, 48-point winning total. 1 point for Wyatt Schaefer. 1 for Hayden McCutcheon. 2 points each for Israel Garcia, Brennan Wickstrom, and Juan Jacobo. Also with 2 points, Justin Koopman. 3 points for Dominic Persifield. 5 points for Gilbert Hernandez. And then Burbank did get two players in double figures. Jose Lopez, 6'1 junior, all 12 of his points in the second half. He hit 10 in the third quarter on 2 2-point field goals and 2 threes. And then he was 2 for 2 from the line in the fourth quarter. And Reese Humphreys, the 6'2 senior, all-conference quarterback on their football team, he was solid. Scored in every quarter, 7 in the first half, 11 in the second half, 18 for the game, including 4 of 6 from the free throw line. He led all players in scoring for both teams. Burbank shot just 10 of 22 from the free throw line. DeSales, not surprisingly, no player reached double figures. Dante Maieri had 1 point, 3 points for Tim Warden, 6 points for Matt Miedema, 8 points for Bobby Holtzinger. He had 7 in the first quarter, got the Irish off to a good start. Matt Baumgart had 8 points, including 4 of 6 from the free throw line, the one bright spot. And Juan Montero, 9 points. Juan had 2 very exciting buckets, a driving lay-in off of a block shot to beat the halftime buzzer to give the Irish an 18-16 lead, and then a buzzer-beating 3-pointer at the end of the third quarter to get the Irish within 3. But DeSales couldn't get any offensive momentum from that in the fourth quarter. They made just 1 from the field, a 2-pointer by Montero, and 3 free throws by Baumgart as they scored only 5 points in the final 8 minutes. The Irish 9 of 23 from the free throw line. Lots of fouls, 6, 10, 11, 16, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26 fouls called on DeSales. 14 in the first half, 12 in the second half. Rodriguez, Joel Rodriguez, and Jake Wiley each fouled out early in the fourth quarter. Neither scored a point in the game. Burbank committed 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 18, 19, 20 fouls, 10 in each half. So the teams combined for 46 fouls, 45 free throw attempts, and just 19 makes between the two teams. So it's a pretty ragged game at the offensive end. Each team leaves the gym tonight with their records even at 1-1. The Lady Irish are 1-1. The Columbia Burbank Lady Coyotes are 2-0 after beating the Lady Irish 50-26. Dairy Queen players of the game, Tim Duncan for the Irish girls usually names a player of the game at halftime of the boys' contest. He did not stay for the boys' contest, so I will name Kenna Barato, the Dairy Queen player of the game on the girls' side, the 5'7 sophomore, 8 points. She scored in 3 of the 4 quarters and was 4 for 8 from the free throw line. The rest of her team made just 1 out of 9 from the line. So Kenna Barato on the girls' side. On the boys' side, Juan Montero. He hustles all the time. Everybody was hustling, but his 2 buzzer beaters were the highlights of a very ragged game. A lot of hustle, a lot of effort, a lot of physical play. Very poor offensive execution by both teams for the most part. So Juan Montero for the boys, Kenna Barato for the girls, our Dairy Queen players of the game. Well, I've mentioned a couple times about Advent season. I'm going to run through quickly all the different events going on at both schools for Advent. So every Monday during Advent, a Jesse Tree and Advent wreath lighting ceremony at 8:25 at Assumption. That can be done every Monday during Advent. Next week at Assumption, the St. Nicholas Sock Drive at Assumption School. Bring your socks for the needy. There's also an almsgiving activity going on throughout Advent at Assumption for the Guatemala Mission Relief Fund. There's all-school mass Friday at Assumption for the Feast Day of the Immaculate Conception. And then on December 11th at Assumption, the K-5 Christmas concert at 1:30. Over at DeSales, they have Get a Gift for a Foster Child. They have a tree, Christmas tree up in the foyer. You pick a card off the tree, and that program is going from now through December 15th. Every Friday, all school day long, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., there is Eucharistic Adoration. And this Wednesday, there is a reconciliation service at DeSales. I do not know the time for that. You can call the office at 525-3030. And a 13-day layoff before the Irish girls and boys hit the hardwood again. The reason for that, the drama program will have their play this coming weekend, Tom Sawyer, at the Little Theater, December 8th and 9th. That's Friday and Saturday, 7:30 p.m. performances, and a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday, December 10th. Tickets available at DeSales High School. You can call for more information at 525-3030. Well, thank you for listening tonight on the road in Burbank. The Irish girls and boys both defeated. The girls lose 50-26. The boys lose 48-35. Tough offensive evening against the 1A, Class 1A, Columbia Burbank Coyotes. Please patronize all of our great sponsors. Without them, these broadcasts would not be possible. As always, a great job back at the studio by Mark Lesmeister. And with that, I want to wish you a blessed Advent season. And we'll talk to you again on the radio December 15th when Tri-City Prep comes to the Irish Gym for the league opener. That's a Friday. Girls will tip off at 6, followed by the boys. With that, I'll say God bless. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Have a blessed Advent season. This is Mike Spees sending you back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.